Welcome to the National Association of Realtors Commercial Connections Podcast. This is the forum that features interviews with top commercial experts from across the country, sharing their best practices to help you improve your business.
Welcome to Commercial Connections Podcast. Hi, Alex Ruggieri here. My guest today is Leo Koch. Leo is the proud owner and president of Equity One Real Estate. He lives on the slopes of Hawaii. Leo has served as a 1996 president for the Maui Board of Realtors and has held office as the president of the Hawaii Association of Realtors in 2000. Leo has been awarded the highest honor as Realtor of the Year by the Hawaii Association of Realtors, and he's also certified international property specialist, a certified real estate brokerage manager, and a member of the prestigious Royal Institute of Chartered Surveyors. As far as the National Association of Realtors is concerned, Leo has served on their Federal Taxation Committee, Professional Standards Committee, as well as their Strategic Planning Committee. He was a director for NAR in 2002, and he currently serves as the chair of the 2014 Commercial Committee. Welcome.
Aloha. How you doing?
Doing great. Oh, I love that. Aloha. Yeah. We talked a little bit about you calling in from Hawaii today, and nice to kind of share that thought with folks, and maybe they'll have just a – I went to your website, and it was a beautiful picture, and I should say a movie of just waves coming in on the shore. So I'm going to imagine that while we're talking, and I hope some of our listeners will kind of catch that vision too.
There you go.
Yeah. Well, I have been after you for a couple of years, and I've talked with you a time or two at NAR mid-years and at the national meeting, and finally caught up with you, and we set a date to do this interview. And the reason that I was so interested is because you represent to me, from the outside looking in, of the organization, one of the quintessential leaders at NAR. And this is the kind of thing that I think really generates activity within our industry, and it also serves as an example for many of us who are commercial practitioners to watch someone like you do so much with leadership. And I guess my first question for you is, at what point did you decide, as all of us must do, hey, I'm going to get more involved with NAR?
Well, that's a very good question. It all started a long time ago with the local board, just participating on a committee. And I think participation equates into leadership in different matters, but participation is the first step. If you're willing to give of your time and your expertise to improve whatever organization that you're involved with, whether it be the local board, state association, or NAR, it provides commitment and hones your own leadership quality. So I'm a firm believer in participation to improve organizations.
Well, and, you know, my feeling is I love your answer, because people think, oh, gee whiz, I never could get to the point where I'd serve on a commercial committee for NAR nationally or anything like that. And really, that shouldn't be the goal. The goal should be, what can I do now here today, either in my local association or in my state association? And people say, well, why should I even bother doing that? It takes a lot of time and this, that, and the other thing. And quite frankly, my feeling is it's just the opposite. It's an investment in your trade organization. It's investment in your local association. And it's really, bottom line, an investment in your career, because I have found that the more I participate, the more people I've met, the more relationships I've formed, and the more relationships I have that are real, true, tried and true relationships like that, that are also with other high-profile leaders, are very valuable to me. It translates into business, usually in the form of referrals, and it's just something you can't get away from. The more you try to put into an organization through your service, the more it comes back. It's really interesting that way.
Well, no, that's exactly correct, and it's amazing that in all aspects of business, and we'll take in this particular case real estate, whether you're involved in the residential side, commercial side, whatever, we spend a bazillion dollars of trying to market ourselves, of trying to find better ways of getting into meet additional clients and to expand our influence in the industry. And one of the main ones that is basically free, although it does cost your time, is to network with your fellow practitioners and to improve the organization, which allows you to be a better professional. And so we overlook that part, and it's amazing that that there's a whole bunch of people out there that say, "Well, I don't really need that. I wouldn't know what to do." But you know, you give someone a task, you get them. Everybody's got an important opinion on moving an issue forward, and if you can participate, you expand your networking ability, and therefore it equates back into your pocket. You get more jingle in your pocket when you participate.
No, it's absolutely true, and I think people forget the impact that they can have. Sometimes, you know, when they think, "Oh, I could never make a difference." Well, yeah, they can, and it's pretty amazing once you start serving in leadership and once you start, you know, giving your input. That is exactly what our organization needs to remain vital and strong and to take us into the future. And a lot of times I'll hear people say, "Oh, well, you know, I'm a commercial practitioner and they just don't do enough for us and this, that, and the other thing." And, you know, and I say, "Well, what are you doing for them?" You know, in other words, if you think that there's a gap there, let's talk about it, and you need to be part of the dialogue because you're a part of this organization, and let's hear your opinion, because that's how we grow. That's how we make progress. I remember a good friend of mine one time, you know, people were sitting around complaining about the school board at dinner one night, and he goes, "You know what? I'm going to run for school board. I'm not going to just talk about this. I'm going to do something." And he did, and he ended up serving on the school board for 9 years. They built 3 new schools under his leadership, and it was just amazing to watch him go. And I think we need to be willing to give something to our organization as practitioners so that we can help it grow and meet our needs as we go into this wildly fantastic future that's in front of us with all this technology and ways to do business. Hey, let's make sure we're contributing. And NAR has been phenomenally responsive, I think, to the commercial practitioners.
Yeah, exactly. And one of the big issues you're looking at from a commercial practitioner that in a lot of respects people forget, everything is related. Residential side, commercial side, the commercial practitioner with NAR should be concerned and care about all the issues with regards to real property. I mean, from the commercial practitioner, a huge part of what we need to do is be better advocates for issues which will affect ultimately your clients and your own pocketbook. I mean, we're dealing right now on the national level with it. Advocacy issues such as water rights, tax reform proposals, lease accounting rules, Basel III, flood insurance, all those things that translate back into how you do business, how you make a better decision model for your clients, and ultimately make you a better professional in the market. But you need to participate. You need to donate into RPAC. You need to participate with your expertise on the local, state, and national level with people in the government. Government doesn't know how to handle aspects of real estate, and we as the professionals should be that conduit to make them make better decisions. And you need to participate.
Absolutely. And we have the power of numbers. They do listen to the National Association of Realtors. When I was out there at mid-year and I had the I have the privilege of serving on your committee, and I thought you did a fantastic job in terms of the way you led that committee meeting. And when I left, I went out and got in the elevator to go across the street to the other hotel, and lo and behold, who was I sitting with, standing with? A Lawrence Hune. And I could not resist introducing myself and saying hello. Now, for those of you who are members of NAR out there listening, you may or may not know, but you should know that Lawrence Hune is our chief economist for the National Association of Realtors. And when the government needs to know what's going on, when industry needs to know what's going on, when the banks want to know what's going on, they turn to Lawrence Hune. He's frequently on CNN, Network News, and all these other publications quote him. that's the power we have at NAR, and you need to be participating, you know, and take advantage of that power and leverage the numbers, the sheer numbers that we have. And when you can do that, when you participate.
Exactly right. I mean, it boils down to taking a risk, put your dip your toe into the water and have at it. There's all sorts of aspects. People get scared away from the word leadership. Well, leadership is just participation. You can choose to have any part of that that you want. If you want to be on a committee, and that's what you would be content with doing, give your opinion, participate in the discussion, move issues forward. Those that want to get a little bit deeper into the water may want to try to strive to be a vice chair or a chair of a committee or president of an organization or whatever that may be. You need to guide yourself and find out where your passion is in moving your organization forward, where you are hopefully acting as a true professional that will help you long-term in your business.
Yeah, it's really an outstanding organization. People don't realize sometimes how that we're one of the largest, if not the largest, trade organization in the world, and that we're the first trade organization ever in history to have a code of ethics, which I think really is very special and one that we take very, you know, near and dear to our hearts, and our members holding themselves and each other accountable. And all of these things are part of our NAR trade organization, and the more participation we have from the commercial practitioners, the more they'll respond. They've been fantastic the last couple of years in responding. Commercial Connections magazine, Commercial Connections podcast we're doing now, many other programs, platforms, and what the Commercial Committee is doing on the Hill and all of that stuff. So it's all great. Believe it or not, we are coming close to the end of our interview, and what would you say are the top three things you'd want folks to remember if they remember nothing else about our discussion today, Leo?
Well, the three things. Number one, participation. Participation equals greater business opportunities, makes one a better professional, expands your influence, and ultimately will create, hopefully, some wealth in your pocket. Number two, I'm a huge advocate of education, which we didn't necessarily get time to touch on, but I would encourage everyone to continue to educate themselves, whether it's taking a CCIM class, an IREM class, a commercial class, a mobile technology class, anything that will hone your skills and make you a better professional, I think, is extremely important. And finally, number third is to take a self-challenge. And basically, I've stated this in speeches I've given around the world, but it's a challenge, an individual challenge of what will you do today, this week, this year, to make your business, your community, local or state board, or NAR better? What can you do today that will move that ball forward? And finally, a quote from my dad, you can fix mistakes, but you can't fix indecision. What that means is take some risks, participate, and life will be better.
I love that. I love that. You know, because indecision is a decision. People think it's not a decision, but just by not making a decision, you made a decision. And it may not be the decision you want, and it may not give you the outcome you want, but because you refuse to make a decision is made.
Yep.
That
exactly.
is golden. That is golden. Well, and I actually enrolled for the NAR Global Training for CIPS. You were talking about education, and so I'll be doing that later this summer in Chicago, and I know you have that designation, so I'm real curious to participate in that week-long training and see what I learn about international real estate, and I think that's another thing NAR is doing. That's a great designation that takes advantage of all of the trends we see towards more and more international investment in our market here, and better preparing our commercial practitioners to serve that market. So that was a wonderful thing. Well, we're out of time, but I so want to thank you. I've been looking forward to this for a long time, and it's just wonderful to have someone of your caliber and leadership to be with us on the call. We have been talking with Leo Koch. He is the current chair of the 2014 Commercial Committee for NAR. Thanks for being with us on Commercial Connections Podcast.
Aloha. Thank you.
Thanks for being with us on the Commercial Connections Podcast, the place for you to learn the best practices from the best commercial experts in the country.